Dance Moms fans, here's another episode. JoJo is a no-show. We're talking episode 29. Stay with me.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. Living on the dance floor. I love this song. How are you? Stay with me with the chat. I want to talk with you. It's just me again. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Dance Moms. We're talking episode 29, season 6, and this is JoJo is a no-show. So how surprised are we that this happened? Finally, someone said, no more, Abby. So let's just jump right in. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well. Follow us on SoundCloud and give us a thumbs up, and iTunes as well. Download and write comments. Tell me what you guys think. I want to hear all of your comments. So if you guys want, I have the live chat going. So just stay with me. So this episode of Dance Moms is a really different one for once. There isn't that much drama. There's only drama with Jesselyn and JoJo. So in the beginning, we see that Kira and Kalani have this former dancer that they knew who happened to commit suicide super young, and this inspired Abby to touch on the subject because it is a huge, huge, huge thing that happens in the teen world, and not too many people talk about it, but I wrote down the statistic, and it's the second leading cause of death between 10 and 24-year-olds, which is so sad, and it's good, I feel, that Abby touched on all of this, because she is big on doing dances like this that touch on subjects that are really hitting home for a lot of people. So we have Chris that's back. Comes back with the minis. And it's all about girl empowerment for the minis. And I like that Abby kind of gave the minis a ultimatum and said, so if you guys are good, then you can dance. If you are not, then you sit out, just like last week. So Chris works with them again. And I like that. I think that they need to continue to work and work on becoming an actual group. So let's jump into the pyramid. I like how fast this episode went. It seemed like there wasn't a lot of cattiness without Jesselyn. And it was really interesting. And seeing Bryn and Ashley, how they kind of came out of their shell. I think that that was me, but I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. So with pyramid, there's no mini pyramid because the minis did not compete. So now JoJo is at the bottom, and Jesselyn made a comment saying that she wants to be the next Kim Kardashian, which I thought was really interesting and an interesting choice of celebrity that she is choosing to let her daughter follow in her footsteps. I thought that it would be someone more of a, you know, a Beyonce, a performer type celebrity. And Kim is more of a personality, a reality show star. And that is what later Ashley just set out to Abby and said, no, she's not concerned with dance. She wants to be a reality star. And she just wants to make a lot of money. I mean, it's nice to make a lot of money, but I think Abby is right when she says that it doesn't really matter. Those usually the people who are winning are the people who work hard, and they end up winning in the end. So JoJo is at the bottom, and I mean, I think that was well-deserved. Now with Kendall, Kendall is next. And she was the seventh, and I think that she got the hardest critique from Abby, and rightfully so, I think so. Now next is Kalani. And Kalani, I thought that Abby's critique of her was spot on. I think that she makes dancing look easy and effortless, and she's stunning. It's just facts, and she's unbelievable. So she's next on the pyramid. Now, above Kalani is Nia, and I was so happy to see that. Again, I love Nia. I love, love, love everything that she does, and I think that she is the one that is underestimated and needs to be valued a little more. I think that maybe, this is just my hunch, that Abby looks at Nia as almost like a safety net, so she's not so worried about her. She knows that Nia is at the right place. I'm not so sure if she's handling it the right way, but I think that Abby is focusing more so on the other girls to get them to that point of Nia, so then they can just all rise up higher. I don't think that it's necessarily fair, but that's never Abby's concern. Life is not fair, in the words of Abby. So then on the top of the pyramid is Brynn, and I love Brynn. I'm a huge Brynn fan. I think that Brynn is underestimated a lot of the time. I think that she has to deal with a lot more emotionally than a lot of the other girls do because she's newer. I'm a fan of Brynn, and I'm really, really happy that she was on top, and Abby said that she was the best Minecraft player. So now, Jess said that JoJo had a shoot earlier, and that's why she was in that makeup. I love the makeup. I thought it was so cute. I love the glitter. I thought it was really well done, except she missed a ballet private. And what do you guys think about those privates? I personally think that they are a necessity. I think that you need to do the fundamentals. Like I said last week, I think that it's important for the girls to keep doing the same things and continually become better at them. So we all know that JoJo's strong point is not technique. It is more performance. So I think that it was probably a mistake to miss that ballet private. But here's the thing. Why can't she reschedule? I think that it needs to be a priority in JoJo's world to continue to dance and continue to work on her technique, because when her Kim Kardashian plan doesn't work out, what happens? I think she needs to really focus more on the dancing. And it's hard because in this industry, everyone really would love that job of just sitting back and doing what looks like is really easy. Behind the scenes in the Kardashian world, it's not really like that. They have next year planned. It's I'm an entertainment reporter. I used to work at TMZ. A lot of things that they do are very, very calculated, and there's a team behind them. So with JoJo, I'm not sure if they realize how they started and how they progressed, because although they're not in dance, they did the same thing in their category, in that reality world, where JoJo thinks that it's easy. And that's what I'm looking at, watching. I think that they just kind of want to put that technique on the back burner so that they can just move forward and just make money and find fame. I don't know if that's the smartest decision, because JoJo has music out. So tell me what you guys think, but that's just my opinion on that. And what do you think about Abby investing her time? Because Abby did say who out of the minis is going to be the next Maddie? And she said that those are actual words that came out of her mouth. And I was shocked on that. I did not think that she was really looking for her next Maddie. I mean, we all we all assume it, but I didn't think she was looking for it in the minis. I thought that she was definitely trying to get the girls, the elite older girls, to become as great as Maddie, but I didn't actually think that she was trying to get a new Maddie out of the minis. So that was really interesting to hear her say that. So with the duets, she doesn't give out, Abby doesn't give out any solos this week. Rightfully so, because last week was a disaster. As you remember, the girls placed all over the place and JoJo didn't even place. So it was really, really bad. And Abby does not want that reputation. So she gave the girls two duets. She gave Brynn and Nia a duet, which I loved. I love, love, love that they put them together. And it's called their contemporary ballet, or no, contemporary dance, just contemporary, is War and Peace. And then JoJo and Kendall got a duet, and it's based on technique, and it's called Push and Pull. Abby said that they are the lowest in the technique spectrum, so she wanted to give them a dance together and to work on their technique because it is a contemporary ballet number, which, as you all know, that's not their thing. That's not really any of the girls' things except for Kalani. Kalani's big into ballet. She's been doing ballet her entire life, and that is her thing. So Kalani didn't get any solos, duets. She didn't get anything. But they got those duets. And I just, on that, I thought that it was appropriate, and I wish JoJo stayed. So JoJo starts crying about it, and she decides that she's not going to do it, and she walks out. I personally think that that's wrong. I think that whenever you're given an opportunity, people give you that opportunity for a reason, and you need to go for it. It's not going to hurt her career. It's definitely not going to hurt her image because that's what she does. She needed to step it up and work extra harder instead of sitting back and laying at the pool. I've been told that my whole life. Again, I have been a performer since I was young, dancer since I was 2, actress since I was 3, and there's been a lot of scary moments. There's been a lot of scary opportunities that I've been given, including the show. I have to do it alone because there is no one else that wants to do it, so I do it, and I'm happy. I am so happy to do this, and it can be scary, but you need to step it up. So I really, really wish that JoJo took that opportunity. So with now they do this group number called Suicide Hotline. And there is an organization for teens, and it's really, really amazing that they do this for kids because, again, this is such a huge, huge thing that happens in the teen world. And a lot of times you feel that you're alone. And the job of these people who have the suicide hotline is to help the kids who call, and you might save a life. And I love that Abby is touching on this subject. And this is a contemporary number. So now let's move into the actual preparation for the dance competition. So Daniel assists with JoJo and Kendall. And again, JoJo cries. And it's not great. JoJo says that there's a left grand jeté and she just flips out. And I think that she should have done that left grand jeté in her sleep. And the old JoJo I knew seasons ago would have taken that opportunity and just killed it. And I'm really, really disappointed that she didn't do it. So then, I mean, I'm not so sure if Jess is trying to protect her or if she's afraid for her. Tell me what you guys think. I personally think that she's afraid. So I wish that it turned out differently. But Kalani got that opportunity, and I love Kalani, and Kalani is always brilliant, but that dance was for JoJo. So now the minis start working, and they start working with Chris. They have a group number called Invincible. powerful number, just women empowerment, and they're in this rock group, and I thought it was so cute. Some of the girls didn't really know how to, I guess, improvise their instruments, and I loved seeing Abby just pretend to play the piano. That was really, really cute, and I like seeing Abby really, really work with the girls, and I felt there that she really cared and was trying to pick out and see if these girls deserved to go to the next step and actually perform. So JoJo's a no-show, though. That's the time, because she makes it the first day to practice, but the second day, she does not. And I think that, you know, since this is a ballet duo, it is difficult, but again, you need to step it up. And Ashley and Kira, they made good points, because Ashley was always ridiculed by Jess, same thing with Kira, and it seems like the tables have turned on Jess. What do you guys think? Do you think that this is just being a little bit hypocritical? Not sure. But so now we have Nia and Brynn. They have War and Peace, and they're getting less time. Holly made a few good points by saying, does Abby want to make a point and work with Kalani and Kendall more so than Nia and Brynn? I feel that she might have a point. I feel that it could be true, just to make a point to JoJo and really, you know, make that Kalani and Kendall number, push and pull, just amazing. So I have a question. I want to know if you think that Abby cares about teaching JoJo a lesson, and do you think she's purposely spending more time, or do you think that that's just what they show on the show and she really does spend a lot of time with the girls? I would love to hear from the actual moms. If you go to my Twitter, Jennifer Leone TV, I do talk to Ashley, and I've been going back and forth, and hopefully we can get one of those moms on the show so that we can see what exactly is being shown and what isn't, because I feel like there's a lot missing here. But, you know, our reality is what they show us. So the next day, let's move on. Well, they talk about the suicide hotline. And this, to me, it really could be a make or break. And I think Abby was waiting for this. She was waiting for this big number to be another one, just like the last text, or what was the other? Where Have All the Children Gone? The two of those dances were incredible. They all had Maddie, though. They all had other dancers, and this was the first big moment for the girls. And that's a huge deal. So it could have really been a make or break. So moving on, they go to Fierce Dance Competition in Calabasas, where the Kardashians come from. So it was funny because they were in the green room and there was no sound at all. There was nothing. It was peaceful. No Jess. Jess wasn't there. JoJo wasn't there. And Ashley made a few great points. There is no one there to fight. And it was a really strange episode. It was almost like, for once, this was just about the dance. It really didn't have any fighting between the mini moms. I didn't see any reaction between the mini moms, only that they gave the girls compliments in the end, which was shocking. So anyway, Abby makes a great point, though, when she says, Jess always says, do your job, Abby, you're not doing your job. And this is what happens. So now they start, Kendall and Kalani, Brynn and Nia, they start to run their dances in front of Abby. And this was Brynn and Nia's first time showing Abby the dance, even though it was the day of the competition. Not the first time that this has happened. It's even been that way with the group numbers, so I don't think that that was too much of Abby's concern, but it was a concern for the mothers, especially Holly, who really, really does care for Nia's career and how well Nia does. And I do not blame her. I do not. So I do think that Nia deserves a little bit more attention than what she's been given. I think that she is a star, and I don't think that she's being really taken care of in that way just yet. Maybe Abby is putting her on the back burner and waiting for the right time to bring her up and really make her shine, just like she did in the past with the Maya Angelou number. There were so many other times where Abby just looked at Nia and goes, okay, now it's your time. And Nia is always ready. So with Brynn and Nia, Brynn falls out of the lift. And of course, that made me nervous. I'm not sure about you guys, but that made me nervous for what was going to happen. And it made Brynn nervous as well. But Brynn is always a great dancer, and she always pulls it together. So I think they just needed a little drama to stir up a little emotion. But Kendall and Kalani, they did their number, and it was incredible. The only thing Abby said was smile at certain points. And I love their costumes. I really, really liked that. I liked the neutral, pretty. I felt that Abby took a lot of time with their costumes this week. I wasn't a fan of Nia's costume. I thought that it could have been a little better, but of course she always makes it work. And Brynn, same thing. I don't think that Nia and Brynn's costumes were just as good as Kendall and Kalani's. So now Kendall and Kalani actually dance now, and they do push and pull, contemporary ballet. There's a lot of close-ups in these shots. So when I'm watching this dance, I can't really see their full bodies a lot of the times. In moments when I really wanted to see legs and feet, it just didn't work out that way. So there was a lot of close-ups on their face. And from what I saw, it looked really great to me. At a point, Kendall was a half second behind in the beginning, and I can always tell when you pause. I'll pause and rewind and do all of that, and I saw that at certain points, Kendall was not on point with the music and with Kalani, but she always saved herself, and she was watching in her peripheral vision, just like Abby tells the minis to do, which is always important to see the timing of your partner. And that's why duets are so hard and trios. So I thought it was amazing, though. I thought that it really came together. At some points, I didn't even see the difference between Kalani and Kendall. They both were on point after the first half of the dance. It was just really incredible to see. And then when Nia and Brynn performed, I wasn't so sure how it was going to go. And I didn't really see the beginning. I didn't see them practice. I didn't see anything. So when they came on the stage, I really didn't know what to expect. And I was really, really happy with their dance. I thought that they, with what they were given and the time and the attention that they were given, I thought it was incredible. I really, really do. Abby knows what she's doing. She knows where to spend her time. But at the same time, I wonder if they would have even done better if they had that time and attention. Who knows? If Abby really, really focused in, maybe they would have gotten first. So I thought that both duets, though, overall, amazing. Absolutely amazing. So Jill was really, really happy, and she made a comment, and Abby was really thrilled, and she said, so, Jill, are you basically saying that you're happy JoJo's gone so that Kendall can go up to Kalani's level? Because it is very different working with JoJo or working with Kalani. Kalani is a very, very technically trained ballet dancer, and she's going to be a dancer. She's going to be a professional dancer. JoJo is an entertainer. She's a performer. Wants to be a reality TV star. So there's a huge difference there. And Joe is really happy about that, which I thought was funny. So the minis actually dance. They actually go on stage. Last week they had to sit out. This week they did it. I felt the energy was really amazing. It was great. Ariana always has that face, always on point. The thing is that the timing. Their timing is awful. It really is. Abby is on point with that comment. They really need to work together as a team. Even though they're dancing together, it's five different solos. And that's not okay in a group. That was JoJo's problem in the beginning. And if she didn't conform, then she would be out. So I'm not so sure what's going to happen with these minis because they weren't on time together at all. Everyone was everywhere, but they were cute and they had a lot of energy and they were good. So it's a give and take, but they do need to work a little more on that. So again, that was Invincible, a jazz number. And again, costumes, amazing. Really, really great. So now the elite group. They did Suicide Hotline, contemporary number, absolutely amazing. I mean, I didn't expect anything else, though. I knew how amazing they would be. When Abby does dances like this, I feel that she puts a little more effort into it so that it's more impactful, and it really, really gets that message across. So I was really happy to see that. And you felt something when you watched. When you watched the mini dance, you didn't really feel anything. With Nia and Brynn, same thing. I didn't feel anything. With the group dance, the elite group, Suicide Hotline, I felt something, and it was amazing. Just like the mini mom said, they had chills. I had chills, and I'm sure you had chills. So now with the awards, the advanced teen duos and trios, War and Peace, which was, again, Nia and Brynn, they got third. And I felt that if they had a little bit more time and attention, that they possibly could have gotten second or even first. But Abby, I'm not sure if she wanted to make the point of making Push and Pull get first, because they did. They got first place. And I'm not sure if that was her reasoning behind that. Most likely, because that's how Abby works. Tell me what you think. Tell me if this was just luck of the draw or if you think that it was calculated. But War and Peace third, Push and Pull got first. So the teen advanced group, Suicide Hotline, no question, got first. First place, and the mothers and Abby think that this was one for the books. This was one that is actually like Where Have All the Children Gone and The Last Text and that impactful. I agree. I thought that it was beautiful, and JoJo really messed up by not being there. She's not a part of it. But it was absolutely stunning. So with the minis, again, five solos. Abby was not happy. And JoJo was at the pool on Instagram, so that's not good. Not a good look for JoJo. And Abby says, quitters never win. So I think it's time to get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, all right, let's sip tea. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going to happen next week, but JoJo is not in the next episode. And also, JoJo was sent home supposedly in the next season. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. This might be the end of the line for JoJo. I don't know, but this is what it's looking like. And maybe JoJo thinks it's time for her to start her reality show career. And Brynn gets a solo, which I'm really, really excited about because I think it's Brynn's time to get a solo. And if anyone deserves one, it's Brynn. Brynn needs to really, really shine, which she will. And Kalani, her next step is the real world. That is her reality. Who's going to step into Kalani's place to be the star in Numbers? Is it going to be Nia or will it be Brynn? Tell me what you guys think, but I think that Brynn is going to start taking Kalani's place and Abby is going to start conditioning Brynn to take that spot. And if she can't handle it or something happens with Ashley, then she's going to turn to Nia. Again, nothing is fair in the Dance Moms world or dancing world at all, but I think that that's the direction that we're going. Do you think that the minis will actually work together? Because I don't. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I think that maybe Abby will send them off and they need to condition a little more and then they'll come back. Because we do know that they are in the next season, but we're not sure, not exactly sure what's going to happen. So I'm not so sure, though, if the minis are going to get jackets just yet. We see them asking Abby, but we're not sure. So tell me what you guys think. Comment, tweet me. Again, I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well at AfterBuzz TV. And give us a thumbs up, comment, subscribe, go on SoundCloud, iTunes, and please tell me, tweet me, talk to me. And I'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.